Are you talking about? I have the better words. I have the bigger drum. I'm not going to be afraid of whatever you're talking about, because you are talking about the pitiful subjects and I'm thinking about saving my soul. Next.
Oh, comrades, I am not one of those without experience that because of idle fancies I should halt on the way.
Translation? Impossible. The translation goes like this. First of all, yeah, it's not comrades, it's competitors. Oh, competitors, I'm not one of those that will stop in this path with some imaginations. Here he goes to that world of khayalat, which is the space we live in. He says, I'm not going to run away because you imagined something negative here. Yes?
I am unafraid of death, like the Ismailis. Nay, like Ismail, I am free.
Means what? Do you know Ismailis? Oh, now when you say Ismailis, you're looking at some people who are named Ismailis, which is a branch of Islam. Here, that's not what we are talking about. We are talking about Ismail, which is the son of Abraham. Do you remember this story? The story is this, that God will tell Abraham that, kill your son. And the son is ready, because he believes in his father and God. So he's ready for his head to be cut. That's the feast, yearly feast we are going to have. Why? Because his head was cut? No, in the last moment they bring a sheep, they cut that. It's not the problem of your head being cut. It's the problem of you being ready to lose your head for this, because we want to lose our head for the heart. This is what the subject is. So I'm like the Ismaili people, and I'm free from my head, because I'm not thinking here. I'm surrendering to the passion here. Yes?
I am done with pomp and ostentation. Say, come ye. The beloved said to my soul, come. The prophet has said...
No. Translation over there. Because there is something over there which you have to go deeper a little bit. The first, the verse starts like this, that I don't care about cheating and having big gestures, Hollywood-like walking in and all that stuff. Something has told my life, my John, to what? The word is قُلْ تَعَالُوا. Means what?
قُلْ
what? قُلْ تَعَالُوا.
قُلْ تَعَالُوا?
Yeah. Means what?
Come here.
Uh-huh. It has the superficial meaning of come here. But yes, but when you look deeper in the Arab meaning, it means rise up. That's being Ali. Ta'alu means come, yes, but deeper, it means elevate. So somebody called my life to elevate. Yes, like whom? The prophet said, yes?
That one who feels sure of the recompense will give generously beforehand. Whoever sees 100 compensations for the gift will at once give away the gift with this object in view. All have become tied to their business in the bazaar. to the end that when the chance of gain occurs, they may give their money.
Okay, he's explaining what? The Prophet said something in Arabic here, full Arabic, that the Persians will not get it really. And it's a very simple stuff, that in the past there was this believing in the gift and not appreciating it a lot. So he will translate it in Persian that when you give something and the return will be a lot, what will happen? How you will be a professional giver, not because you like it, because of the greed, you want something to have back. In the market, when there is some benefit, everybody wants to invest over there. Yes?
With gold in their money bags, they are seated expectantly that the gain may come and that he who persists in waiting may begin to squander.
Isn't that what's happening to you, to all of you? Some money is seated in the bank as waiting for a good situation to be invested to bring money back. So this is the attitude of the wealth, of the having. Yes?
When he sees a piece of merchandise exceeding his own in profit, his fondness for his own goods becomes chilled.
Mm-hmm.
For hitherto he has remained enamored of those because he received no profit and advantage superior to his own goods.
Okay, this is something, an economic example that everybody will understand. When you say, look at you, a lot of the wealth you have is waiting for a beneficial situation to be invested in. If you invest in something and the return is not that good, you will lose your interest over there. Because the interest normally goes for benefit, and here the word is not benefit. The word is rebbe. And you know what rebbe is?
Interest.
Interest. It says, your money is looking for interest. If there is no interest, you will not expend it. Now, outcome of all this is, yes, similarly,
in the case of knowledge and accomplishments and trades, a man is engrossed with them since he has not seen anything superior to them in excellence. Whilst nothing is better than life, life is precious. When a better appears, the name of life becomes a slippery thing.
This is what it is. It says, for us, like the normal people, my life is the most precious stuff that I understand. When something better arrives, my life becomes secondary. When I understand that emotion, love, then myself is not important anymore. Yes?
The lifeless doll is as dear as life to the child until he has grown up to manhood. This imagination and fancy are like the doll. So long as you are spiritually a child, you have need of them. But when the spirit has escaped from childishness, it is in union with God. It is done with sense perception and imagination and fancy.
Means what? All of this means what? He said, listen, like the children. The children, they needed the toy. This imagination of the benefit and gaining something is something that you needed when you were a child. But when somebody will grow up and will understand meeting or connecting to beloved, then he will give up all the imagination, all the thinking, and all even feelings when you realize that passion. And I'm sorry, there is no confidence. So I cannot really explain it here. I give it up. Wallahu alam bil wifaq. Do you remember that being repeated? Wallahu alam bil sabab, and so on. God knows, in the future I will find the occasion. I cannot explain it more and better here. This is the beginning of the conversation, and Rumi said, I'm sorry, I don't find the confidence for the moment to explain this. Yes?
There is no confidant familiar with this mystery that I should speak without insincerity. I will keep silence, and God best knoweth the true accord. The goods of this world and the body are snow melting away to naught. God is their purchaser, for God hath purchased.
Means what? Whenever a teacher stops and we say, you know what? I'm sorry, but in this moment I cannot explain it better. So I leave the subject for the moment. Then what he will do?
He will
goes on, because he will remind that, okay, let me give you some little stuff to think about it, because this is a subject that I wanted to explain, but for the moment, in this conversation, in this part of the stuff, I cannot talk about it. But let me give you the hint that whatever you have, and I mean your wealth and even your body, these are like the snow, and they will disappear. There is a day that they are not there. What will happen to them? Somebody is buying them. Who is the buyer? The only buyer we know is God, because he is the only one that gives and asks nothing and buys everything. Whatever. I believe in that. How? Yes?
The snows seem to you no better. I'm sorry, the snows seem to you better than the price, because you are in doubt. You have no certainty. And in you, O contemptible man, there is this marvelous opinion that does not fly in the garden of certainty.
Yeah, what does that mean? Here it is talking about a very delicate subject here. The word is yaqeen, means believing really in something 100%. Okay? Then let's talk about the situation you are in. Is there something you really believe in? The brain has always the doubt. Whatever new will be explained to you, your first question is, how? Why? With a doubt. That's the basic of our scientific attitude. We need it in the science. Whatever the science is, if it is new, if it is old and well established, we could question it, and we have to. If not, you're not a scientist. Everybody was 100% sure that the main brick of this globe is atom. And atom is the basic, unbreakable. Atoms in Greek language means non-breakable. Means that's the basic. Now talk about it. Now we know you could open it, and what's in it. And what will happen when you open it? Why? Because there was a guy who said, why? I don't believe, I doubt it. It could be breakable. That's our scientific attitude, right? This is the problem. The attitude of this is questioning everything. Okay, let's question the love of Romeo. Could we? How could you question it? First of all, we don't know what it is. we just somehow believe